The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to my program today, Afternoons with Mike, right here on The Shepherd. Going to have a big program for you. Lots of interviews. First of all, the first two segments from this past weekend's The Sharing Center's big gala that was held up in Lake Mary. And it is just amazing to see how much money was raised for such a wonderful organization as The Sharing Center. Then in segment three, we're going to be talking to Robbie Harper. Robbie is a business owner, Blue Bridge PR, and a member of the Christian Chamber, and he's going to be talking about the upcoming U.S. Christian Chamber Expo to be held in Orlando. So all of that is going to be taking place today on the program. Let's get right to our interviews that we did last Saturday night at the Sharing Center Gala. What an honor to be here tonight with Jason Broder, and he is one of our fine Florida state senators. And tell me, Jason, first of all, how did you come to know the ministry and the outreach of the Sharing Center?
Well, one of the things that's most impressive about Seminole County as a community is the way we tend to take care of each other and how so many folks come together to make sure that the needs of our citizens are met, no matter how that is, whether that's through government, faith-based ministry, or any of our other partners. And the Sharing Center is one of those key components that, although not a government-based system and not a program by which you get to when you call your county services building or your government agencies, it's an integral part of the fabric of our community to provide those services for our most vulnerable.
You're part of the 9th District. Tell us exactly, for those that wouldn't know, exactly what parts of the area do you represent?
It's a great question because I'm not even sure my mother knows where the 9th District is. We change them every 10 years. This is all of Seminole County and the southern part of Volusia County up to the southern part of DeLand. So Deltona, DeBary, Orange City, those kinds of areas, as well as, like I said, the entirety of Seminole County.
Now, you referenced this already, but Seminole County, for the amount of outreaches they have, when you think of the Sharing Center, you think of Christian Help, they are very well represented in Christian-based, faith-based outreaches to help this problem that we have with the homeless, with underemployed, with people who are in need.
And really, one of the things that is very striking is that when you find these folks who are in need, very frequently the answer or the advice given is, we'll reach out to a local elected official or your government to see what might be there. But the truth is, most of the services that are delivered, I believe, and the ones that are most responsive, the one that have the least amount of regulations that can get the help where it needs to go the most, are those that are faith-based, are those that are community-based, are those that aren't burdened by the same kinds of applications and acceptance of forms, all those things that make dealing with the government a very difficult thing. And when you have organizations like the Sharing Center, who is very nimble and very good at what they do, you find that that truly becomes part of what is the safety net of our community.
You know, when you think about the different outreaches they have right there in that one campus, when you drive in, there are 4, 5, 6, 7 different ways that they are reaching out to people every day, including some of the more traditional ways, but they have several non-traditional ways of helping residents. And I love the fact that they are doing this with an aim to help those that are in need maintain dignity, maintain just a connectivity to the community. For you and your position, that has to mean a lot.
Well, I think one of the things that everybody always says is that people love to help people that want to help themselves. And the Sharing Center embodies that by providing not only services that help those vulnerable citizens maintain their dignity, get back on their feet, but by also having a retail store that allows them to generate their own cash. It allows a place for some people to go back to work. It allows an exchange that the community can have that repurposes a lot of items. And when you see this, this is a holistic view and approach that isn't just an organization that says, you know, you should give us money because we do good things. That's great. But look at all the other ways we supplement that or complement that with the activities and the businesses that we have that surround that, so that there are opportunities to not just have somebody get a shower and get back to where they need to be, but for them to find meaningful work, for them to find a way for them to be able to apply for a job, for them to get back on their feet. And I think that whole complement of services on that campus is a real testament to what wraparound services mean for people.
I love it, and I am so grateful that you're here, and I know that your work, it is a work right now that is so needed, and you're in a time right now where you probably are dealing with things that we wouldn't have believed that would have ever happened. I mean, the things with the economy, the things that this coronavirus has brought about in our politics, the issues now, masks or no masks and all of that. What are you seeing happen for the balance of 2021?
Well, one of the things, this has been terrible for so many folks and changed the way we think about how we do everything. That if you can find some silver linings in it, it's really reframed how we think about providing healthcare through telemedicine and through distance services. It's really reframed the way we've thought about educational delivery. Prior to this, 40-45% of students had their education delivered through some alternative form. Now we're north of 90. And people are really starting to think about what are the ways that we can be more mentally health-centered, balanced, and focused, and still participate in the economy, still get our education, still do the things that make us a community without having to put so much stress and tax on ourselves. And so what I think for the balance of the year is going to happen is, yes, we're going to trudge through the Delta variant, and if there's another variant behind it, we're going to figure out a way to do that. But it's really helping us focus on the things that are important. How is it that we really get the community back on its feet, now knowing we don't have all those constraints we had maybe 2 years ago?
You know, you're looking at some of the best healthcare facilities in Seminole County with the Advent system that's there. And I know they're doing everything they can do to curb this problem, make this problem manageable, if not make it go away, at least make it to where we can get through this thing and get on to whatever new normal we're going to have.
Yeah, we're closely monitoring all of that, and our whether it's Advent or Orlando Health or Central Florida Regional or HCA facility, all of those folks are tremendous individuals, and the people that work there are doing unbelievably good things. When we have 97% last week of our COVID patients being unvaccinated folks, that's statistically significant for folks, and for all those that have a reason for not getting vaccinated, understood, and that's going to be honored by the state government. I don't think anybody's going to try and force anybody to do anything. The science is out there. One of the places where I have a ton of sympathy with our healthcare delivery systems is in the nursing staff. It is not a big deal for a hospital to turn another room into an ICU room. They're a hospital. They can put the equipment in there. They can do that. Where it is a big deal is that the safety protocols for dealing with COVID patients require that nurses doff and don equipment in a much more careful way, and it takes 3 or 4 times as long. So whereas a nurse could maybe take care of 5 or 10 patients on a shift, they're down to 1 to 3 because of the protocol required to take on and off all of their stuff that keeps them safe. And so really our bottleneck in the healthcare delivery system right now is having enough nurses that have enough time to be able to take on and off that safety equipment so that they're not exposed to anything. I think our hospital systems are responding tremendously, all of them, and that they're going to continue to do that no matter what happens. And so I would just ask for some grace for our nursing staff that are the ones who are really taking the brunt of this with having the brand new protocols around their safety dress.
One of the things that is impacting all of us, especially in Seminole County too, I just heard this morning of a business that apparently was late in opening their doors, if they opened at all, and the reason given is because of shortage of workers. It's just like with people, the mentality that we're all hearing about is that there's so much being given to unemployment that it's not a motivation for people to work. Are you and your folks that you're working alongside working to kind of help this situation? How would you see that?
That's exactly right. And the way that we experience it is, how many folks have gone into a restaurant that's half full, but there's still a 20-minute wait? And it's because they don't have enough staff, or they don't have enough cooks, or they don't have enough folks cleaning tables, that under normal circumstances, they'd be able to seat you immediately because they're only half full. I've noticed this on trips back and forth to Tallahassee. When you pull up to a McDonald's or a Burger King on one of those embarrassing dinners that you don't get to have with your family, that they're drive-through only. You can't go in the dining room because they don't have enough people. So the governor has cut off the extra federal money that would be coming in because our economy is recovering much faster than the U.S. is, Florida, that is. And insofar as we have a ton of jobs that are available for people to take, and we have to get to a point where the incentive to take the job becomes better than the incentive to take the money that's coming down. And the reason that is a big deal is because of the concept of inflation that could be coming. The state of Florida doesn't print any money. We have a balanced budget amendment. We have to do it. But the federal government is getting all of these dollars by printing the cash. And when you have a lot more money chasing the same number of goods, you get inflation. And that's going to hurt our folks who are on fixed income, pensions, our retirees. Anybody who doesn't have the chance to have their salary pegged to that inflation and earn more means that their available dollars are going to be worth less than they were in terms of purchasing power when all these new dollars hit the streets. We dispersed over $1 billion to 3.5 million individuals last year. That is all brand new money that the state of Florida did not have in its circulation. And when you add $1 billion, we're going to feel that. Milk that's $4.65 a gallon may go to $5.25. That's going to hurt our seniors. That's going to hurt our folks who are on fixed income. And so I really want to encourage those who are maybe taking a little time out right now, go back to the workforce, get a job to make sure that those dollars that we have are the ones that are recirculating so that we're not reintroducing new money into the system that's going to start to cause the prices to continue to creep even further than we've already seen them do it.
I sure appreciate the time you've given me, Jason, and thank you for doing what you're doing, for representing Seminole County the way you're doing in the 9th District, and for being here tonight supporting a really great cause.
Thank you so much for having me, and for all that are interested, please find out more about the Sharing Center and all the work they're doing here in Seminole County. They're a wonderful model. I wish we could replicate them statewide, and with any luck, we will.
All right. God bless you, Jason. Hey, I'm here with Janine Ellenson. What a gala this is. This is amazing. I mean, the Sharing Center is putting out the Ritz tonight.
Indeed they are, yes. Very, very good organization. They are very prominent here in Seminole County. I like the fact that they're reaching out to those who are most in need, doing their part to try and help the homeless, help those who are struggling financially. Anybody, from time to time, you know, we all run into some difficult situations, and they're there, and they do wonders for the community, and I'm just very, very proud to support them, and being here tonight with the gala, and going to some of their other events, and from time to time, I even shop in their stores just to support this organization, and I'm really excited about the fact that they're expanding the Oasis too. They're doing their part to try and combat homelessness and trying to help these people who have fallen on bad times to help get back on their feet again, providing them with some facilities they can take care of some of their personal needs and then just slowly work on just getting back to a normal life. And they do wonderful work.
Janine, how long have you been a part of the community?
I've lived here in Central Florida now going on 24 years. I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've lived in Altamont Springs since I've moved down here. And it's just, I've been for the past going on 10 years or so starting to get active in the community, active with my church. I'm a parishioner at St. Mary Magdalene Parish. I'm involved with our Council of Catholic Women. I'm also on a couple of wards with Seminole County, and I hope to get more involved with the not-for-profit sector and just work on reaching out to those. And I know that somehow there's somebody or some people out there who really need help, and I know that eventually it's going to get to the point they're going to come to me and ask me to help them, and I will be more than happy to do whatever I need to do to help them. I mean, if I ran into somebody in need, I would make sure I steered them in the right direction, gave them the resources that they need to get the help they need, and just...
I really appreciate you stopping by the Shepherd booth tonight. Have fun and enjoy this crazy 80s atmosphere going on here.
No, 1980s were a good time and very good memories, and just...
I think we're seeing a few of those memories in clothing styles out here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's just, it's so nice to see, and it's just good, great times, good music, and I was just right out of college in my 20s, so probably the best years of my life.
Thank you so much, Janine Ellenson. She is a commercial account manager at Global Insurance Services. So thank you for dropping by.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's my privilege to share now with someone who's a friend, but also a part of the board for the Sharing Center, and that's Mike Eastham, and that's with Fellowship Financial. And it's so great to have you here, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here. This is an outstanding organization in Central Florida, and it really is a privilege to be able to serve on the board in the capacity that I do, and then also to just watch this organization flourish in the way that it provides for the needs of families who are either homeless or have some financial needs, and to be able to support them as they step out of a difficult period of time.
I know that they must really appreciate having board members like yourself who bring, if you will, experience and knowledge to the table that they're really wanting to help pass on to these people that are there at the that they serve at the Sharing Center. But you have a work, your ongoing work is helping people prepare for the future, manage their income, manage their retirement, correct?
That's right. We have. I'm a CPA and a financial planner. We have a financial planning firm that that serves the community in planning for retirement and making sure that they have enough income to last them during their retirement. So
you've been involved now for a number of years on the Sharing Center. As you look over this organization, I'm sure you're called upon as a business owner, as a businessman, and very involved in the local community. What makes, in your mind, the Sharing Center so special?
Because of the fact that not only are they passionate about serving the community in Central Florida, but in multiple ways, they're really passionate about serving them in not only the food, you know, providing food for families in need, providing finances for family who need rent assistance, for providing for the mental health for people who are having some difficult times, providing the ability for folks who don't have a place to shower or don't have a place to get a haircut or do their laundry to prepare for a job interview. So it's really providing next steps for families in the area who have come upon bad luck and are really trying to work themselves out of it.
That's well said. Mike, thank you for being with us. Thank you for what you do on the board for the Sharing Center.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
So many thanks to all of those that I've just been able to interview. Coming up after the break, two more interviews from the Sharing Center Gala that took place Saturday night, including one with Angel. He's a former client of the Sharing Center, and his story is nothing less than amazing. Don't go away. This is Afternoons with Mike here on The Shepherd. Listen, we all know in business nowadays, one of the hardest things to get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, right? Trying to get content, good content at that, always struggling with your phone, never understanding the settings, and then when you finally post the picture or video, it looks terrible. Well, I'm about to let you in on a little secret in how to make this problem simply go away. I'm talking about Boundless Drone Services. Let me tell you, Boundless Drone Services takes away all the stress. Brian and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Or maybe you'd like to do what we did at Mark Radio and have them highlight the wonderful team that you have working for you. At Boundless Drone Services, they really can do it all. Contact them today at 407-601-2438 or go directly to their website at boundlessdroneservices.com to see how they can help you take your business to the next level in marketing. Welcome back to Afternoons with Mike here on The Shepherd. Let's go back out now to Saturday night's big gala, the Sharing Center, with an interview with a chairman of the board. What a night. I'm here with Patrick Rizzut, who's the chairman of the board at the Sharing Center. And what are your thoughts about this evening?
I mean, it's just an amazing event put on by, you know, Nina and her staff and all the volunteers. You know, we truly were able to raise a ton of money that'll go into a lot of different programs for, you know, the homeless and the underemployed in Seminole County. And everybody looked great. You know, everybody looked tubular and radical, and they brushed off all their old 80s stuff, and we got to see a lot of Don Johnson's and, you know, Miami Vices. And yeah, so it was great. It was really, really a great event. And, you know, just 35 years of helping homeless in Seminole County really, really is amazing.
You know, if you think about the calendar year, that's a long time. And you have one night like tonight where people come together and they do this wonderful thing of giving the way they did. But I'm thinking of the 364 other days of the year that Nina and the staff at the Sharing Center, and you find people who work for this organization. You're out there on the front lines every day, and there's just no stopping. There's no day that you wake up and go, well, we're all off today. The needs go on day to day to day, and you guys are there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for the support. You know, the Sharing Center, you're exactly right. You know, they're there every day, nights, weekends, because, you know, homelessness doesn't stop when it's not, you know, working business hours. I think that, you know, under Nina's leadership for the Sharing Center, to be able to grow and double the size of the facilities that we're able to help people with is truly, truly amazing.
You know, what we heard tonight, between the two major hospital systems in Central Florida, Orlando Health and Advent Health, coming together for $500,000, that is nothing less than amazing in times like these.
I totally agreed. And having such, you know, really good supporters in the community like Advent and Orlando Health, it's just made all the difference for us. And really, they have so many wraparound services that they provide too, whether that's, you know, we can send them there for medical or counseling and vice versa. You know, it's just amazing to have a community partner in the COVID times. Mm-hmm. You know, this last 2 years has been unprecedented, and to still, for them to still come out and donate time and money, because they both do that. It's not just the money. They also come out and volunteer. We're just so impressed and so blessed.
I was blessed to have a personal guided tour by Nina almost two years ago now, when I had first moved back to Orlando. And the things that the Sharing Center, the things they do on a day-to-day basis just really blew my mind. Number one, I've never seen such an expansive operation, but it's more than a food pantry. They do the Oasis, where they have the showers and all of that. Could you just give us a quick overview of all the Sharing Center really does, in addition to being one that gives out meals to the homeless?
Yeah, sure. So it's a full service homeless and underemployed community center, really. So they have the Oasis Center, where somebody can drop in, take a shower, get their laundry done, have a hot meal. There's counseling for various different things. Then you have the thrift store that is 100% donated and 100% run by volunteers. That we are able to use that funding for either other programs, or let's say that somebody, you know, has a kid that's, they're homeless or they're underemployed and their kid needs things for school. The Sharing Center will actually give them free clothes that the kid can go pick out himself. So, you know, one of the big things that you want people to have that ability to get themselves out of that hopelessness, and one of the ways you do that is let them pick out their own stuff. And so that's another program. They also have a obviously we talk about the food bank. They do, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas meals every year, and then they just have great community partners too, with you know, the sheriff's office. They have some really good stuff with Second Harvest Food Bank. Just overall, it's really a comprehensive wraparound services. So when you're talking about somebody trying to get them out of homelessness, you have to be able to walk them through to learn things they may have never known. The Sharing Center does a thing called the Life Builder Program. The Life Builder Program will help somebody for 3 years to go from essentially homeless to somebody that can make their own decisions and has a good job and is gainfully employed and is able to do rent on their own. So it truly is an oasis. It truly is.
Patrick, thank you so very much for being here with us tonight. And even beyond that, thank you for what you're doing. And I know that you and the other board members. I talked earlier tonight to Michael Leistom, and he was sharing the same thing, just what an honor it is to be part of something that is doing such an important and such a phenomenal work for the Lord to help these people out. It really is a blessing. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being out here and talking to everybody here and getting the message out to more people. Thank you very much.
God bless. I'm with Angel Serrano. Angel was one of the people helped by the Sharing Center in the last couple of years in a significant way. And, of course, he shared his story from the main stage at tonight's big event. Angel, if you could put in words, what could you say about the Sharing Center's help to you and your family?
Man, I'm flabbergasted to say, but the Sharing Center, they're awesome, man. Everybody from high up all the way down to the end. The significance of their help was the main point that turned us around. If it wasn't for them, I don't even know if we would have been here at this time, because everything that we went through and how we went through it, again, I give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I give thanks to the Sharing Center for helping us, for having us stable, for having us believe in ourselves again. It's a great direction, and I believe that anybody should reach out online, try to see what they're all about, try to help out, volunteer, and if they can, to share some love by, you know, donating whatever they can to them so they could keep on helping other family members and other people like myself.
You know, you survived more than just even the problems that you had here. You survived something from 9/11. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, I was a security guard working at the World Trade Center. And what had happened was that I was working a Pertium, which is a 12 a.m. to 8 o'clock. When I came out in New York City, there was a restaurant called Blimpie's. I went across the street to get some breakfast and to come back in. But that's when all hell broke loose. We had these planes come into the building, and we thought it was an accident at the beginning. And so we started evacuating people without realizing what was about to happen. After an hour, through both impacts, we started noticing that the things started getting worse. Why? I don't know if anybody has ever been to the World Trade Center, but it's a humongous building, and both of them. And so these buildings were rumbling and shaking like, if, you know, I'd never seen anything like this. It's like being in an earthquake, just like in the movies. That's the way it happens. Concrete floors moving around like waves of the ocean. And let me tell you, it was very difficult. I went up as far as the 44th floor with all my comrades, some other people, agents, federal agents. And we got as far as the 44th floor to rescue people. We started taking people down. Myself, I got to rescue 119 people. And very humbled and very honored to do so, because I did what I was trained to do. But before Building 1 came down, we got as much people as we could have. We could not go beyond the 44th floor, because everything was already in shambles on the inside. Once the building started shaking and started coming down, I got out just in time. Got to run as far as at least two blocks, but the debris just lifted me up like a rag doll, threw me against the ground. I was knocked out. I lost all my teeth on my left side of my mouth. Part of my face looked like a ham, that it was so inflamed. I had a nail the size of 7 inches go into my left foot. I woke up in the hospital without even realizing what happened, and I ran right back to the World Trade Center from the hospital with my tush sticking out, because I felt the breeze, but I didn't know what it was. When I got there, the whole building was just completely torn apart. I stood there in amaze while the federal officers, the police department, and other personnel people around me recognized me and took me back to the hospital. Being a thoughtful guy and a respectful guy, I noticed that the hospital was too full. I later on transferred into another hospital in Brooklyn, New York, where I stayed there for a whole year recuperating from, you know, all the atrocities and everything that happened to me during that time. After 20 years, I could say now, there's an association called the World Trade Center Association, together with the Crimes Victims Board, that's trying to give me some type of compensation for me and my family. And that's a blessing because we really need it. But it was a tremendous ordeal. That's why I always say, hug your family members, love each other. You know, just take one day at a time, show that you care. Do something for a person that you may not know. Just be human, especially on these times of COVID. You know, just reach out and do whatever you can to help out, you know, your fellow man. That's from the heart.
It is great, too. Angel, you know, your family stayed in a vehicle, living really on the street, but sleeping in your car for about 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And the Sharing Center helped you. They are, of course, a place that provides help and showers and warm meals, hot meals for people. And your family took that. It's now been a year. You were blessed with a kind of a scholarship that allowed your family to live in an apartment for a year, and now you're on your own.
Yeah, that was hard times, and I just thank the Lord every single day. Very appreciative of the Lord for guiding us through all these beautiful people that helped us out, especially the Sharing Center, the people that donated. Yes, we were in the streets for 2 years, and that came about, if people want to know, because I was discriminated against in an apartment complex that I'm not going to mention their name, but it was only because I'm diabetic. I got an amputation. I lost vision in my right eye. And can you believe it? Out of all things, I got evicted without even 30 days of lateness of my rent. I lost my job. I lost everything. We needed to go to the streets and live in the car for 2 years. That was an ordeal that I don't wish upon anybody. And just to be very honest, since I'm a tough cookie, I spoke to my son, I spoke to my wife, and I told them, look, believe in the Lord, and let's take one day at a time. That's when the Sharing Center came in. They took us, they made us believe in ourselves again, and they took it from there. We had an opportunity to shower every day, to change our clothes, to clean our clothes. You know, we were around people that they didn't even know we were homeless, because we didn't smell, we didn't even look homeless. And that's the demeanor that we had, taking one day at a time. The Sharing Center, they provided hot meals, showers, resources, money for gas, and all this stuff. I don't know if they still got that program now, but right now they're growing. They need more volunteers. They need more donations, so that way they could continue to help all the people. We are very blessed to have them in our lives. We're very blessed for the Lord guiding us. And I don't know what to say. Sometimes I feel like saying thank you is not enough. But let me tell them thank you and a salute from me to them always for the sharing, the caring that they give each and every single human being.
God bless you, Angel, and we wish you the very best in the days ahead. And
thank you.
Your son, too, who's about to graduate from Full Sail. That's wonderful. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you so much, guys, and God bless everybody. Take care.
So there you have it, interviews from the big gala for the Sharing Center. And this is one of the greatest organizations of its kind. They do so many things. I highly recommend taking a tour, driving up to Seminole County and going to the Sharing Center. It's off of 1792, just north, about a half a mile or so north of 434, the intersection there of that in the Winter Springs area. And have Nina Yan and her staff give you a tour, see the different things. You can donate to the Sharing Center, and that is a wonderful way to clean out your closets, clean out your garage. They sell things in the thrift store, and then they are able to use the funds they make from sales in their own thrift store to put on all of the rest of the great services that they offer, like the Oasis, which is a place where the homeless can go and wash their clothes, get a hot shower. Of course, they offer hot meals every day. And there are many other services, medical services, some legal services, also help with resumes and things like that, that goes on at the Sharing Center.
highly, highly recommend getting that tour on your calendar. And thank you again for listening to these interviews. Just a recap, they were able to raise almost $750,000 on Saturday night's big event with the help of Advent Health and Orlando Health, with some huge donations, grants that they've given to help build out the Oasis. They're going to double the size of that. Before we take a break, one other thing I want to tell you about. You hear me mention Albert Mohler regularly, his great blog, The Briefing. It's really important today. I hope you can take a moment. And if you've never listened to it before, Google Albert Mohler, The Briefing, and be sure and listen to some of today's program. I know it's going to be important. The things he is sharing today, it's really great. So don't miss that. Coming up in a moment, we'll have an interview from Robbie Harper. He is with the Christian Chamber. You're going to hear his story coming up in just a bit, right here on Afternoons with Mike. Hey, we all know in business that one of the hardest things to really get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, but I'm here to tell you a little secret that will make the problem simply go away. Boundless Drone Services. They take away all the stress. Brian Fay and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Boundless Drone Services. Contact them today. BoundlessDroneServices.com. Now with me in the studio is Robbie Harper. He's a board member and a business owner. He runs Blue Bridge PR Company, and I'm so grateful to have him here. Robbie Harper, welcome to my program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this is really exciting. Number one, you're a member of the Chamber, the Christian Chamber in Central Florida, and we talk about his name all the time. Mark Goldstein is well known. He's a legend.
He is.
And he's a big part. He's a big friend to our program. He's been on more times than I can count. And really, I can credit the Christian Chamber with really putting me on the fast track of getting relationally connected when I moved back in 2019, moved back to Orlando. I'd been here years earlier for 17 years, actually. And then I moved away for 17 years. And then 2 years ago, we moved back. And I'm so grateful for the work of the Christian Chamber. That is such a unique fellowship. And I know that you have enjoyed not only the fellowship, but the business impact mm-hmm. that it has brought back into your business. And then you get to take your business and you get to apply it in this context of the That's chamber. Right. And it's a mutual thing all the way around, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a wonderful organization, and anybody that is in our area, in your listening area, that if you own a business or a part of a business in any way and are a believer, I strongly encourage to check out the Chamber, because it is a wonderful organization.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, in pre-COVID times, mm-hmm. we would meet face to face every month. Now we're back to having some face to face. But there's also still the virtual options for people who can't get away and want to be a part of it.
Correct.
And so you can find out more. Give us the website up front about how people can find out more about the Christian Chamber.
Yes, it's the Central. You can Google it. You can, Central Florida Christian Chamber .com. I mean, if you even put in Christian Chamber, it comes up to the top of the list. So mm-hmm. It's there. It's pretty easy to find. And we're also The good thing about it is that it's kind of morphed into something bigger than just the Central Florida area.
It
too.
Has. Yep. And this was really from the get-go, something that some of the people that were on the board had this vision. Yeah, I think even prior to Crystal Parker mm-hmm. becoming the president of the chamber, I know that some of the board members had wanted to do something like this. Mm-hmm. And this has become reality about it becoming the U.S. Christian Chamber.
That's correct. Yes. Even back before Mark Goldstein was president, the person that founded the chamber, started the Central Florida Christian Chamber as a DBA of the U.S. Christian Chamber, just not knowing where that was going to lead. And I think, we kind of believe that God had something to do with that even way back then. And so now that is starting to come to a fruition, and that vision, I think, is starting to happen and to come true. So it's really an exciting time.
Well, that's really great that you guys are stepping out, and even in COVID times, really seeing expansion, growth. We're going to be talking about the first ever U.S. Christian Chamber Expo that is coming up in Orlando, coming up in just a few short weeks away now. But that's going to be really fun to see that. But let's start with you, Robbie.
Sure.
I know you grew up in Central Florida. Tell us about that.
I did. So I grew up in a small town up in technically Lake County, but, halfway between Highway 40, halfway between Ormond Beach and Ocala, there's a little town called Astor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you blink, you might miss it. But if you... anybody that ever goes through there will go over the St. John's River. St. John's River goes right through there. And I grew up with that beautiful water in my backyard. And
isn't
was just
that
fortunate to
literally
to be there.
In your backyard.
Literally, yes. And on the other side of the river, it's state property and a preserve, so no one could ever develop over there. And so we just, the beautiful views and the evening and the mornings, just when you can see God's wildlife just come out. It was a spectacular place, but that's where I grew up.
Now, what kind of wildlife did you grow up seeing?
Oh man. Deer, alligators, anything that you can think of. There's just all kinds of stuff.
Bears.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We've had bears on our street and, raccoons and turkeys and all of it.
Panthers. Did you see those?
I have seen a few actually. Not right where we lived, but, not far away. They're rare, but they're there. A few of them.
Oh, in our neighborhood, just last week, my wife and I looked out and, just beyond our backyard, a bear was there.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
This is crazy, but mm-hmm. these are really real things that happen to when you live in Florida. There's a lot there, more than just Mickey.
That's right. That's old Florida right there.
That's yep. right.
That's right.
And so it's really nice. That area where you're talking about, that bridge that goes over the St. Mm-hmm. John's is really significant to your company.
Yeah. Cause my company is Blue Bridge PR, and that little bridge, that St. John's River Bridge there in Astor, the Blue Draw Bridge, that's where I named my company. And just kind of the, I wanted it to be part of me and part of who I am, and where I grew up just is a big part of who I am. So that's the reason for the namesake.
Yeah, it's so funny to have a drawbridge right there. But, there are boats that pass through there mm-hmm. that are huge.
Absolutely.
And it feels like they probably would almost fill up the channel.
It does, yeah. It used to be the large barges from here in Sanford would go up the river and up to Jacksonville, and they'd come through there. They don't do those anymore very much, but once or twice a day for sure that bridge would be open, and some pretty big boats would be mm-hmm. coming through there.
How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, the good thing about that is that I grew up with a great example. With my parents, especially my father, who he was a man that loved the Lord so much, and his example really impacted my life, and so he was very active. We were very active in our church growing up. It was a small community, but he really were the hands and feet of Jesus and really served the community and helped people and had a heart for people. And as a kid growing up, I saw that. And, when I was 10 years old, it was about that age that I was thinking, I go to church and I see what this is all about, and I've seen this example in my father,
mm-hmm.
and I knew it was the time to give my life to Christ. And I remember, the little First Baptist Church in Astor, Florida, kneeling with my pastor in the corner of his office, and just accepting the Lord right then and there. It was a special moment,
mm-hmm.
and getting baptized not long after that was a big big thing for me and my family. But so, yeah, I would say, you know, as I grew up, I attended college at Stetson University. And, you know, whenever you're college students, as you know, having college students up in Gainesville, I mean, it can be a challenging time, but I think that is where my faith really became real. And my relationship with Jesus just became very, very personal. You know, being away from your parents and being kind of spreading your wings a little bit, it can be a scary situation for some kids, but for me, it's just, fortunately, I really grabbed a hold of my faith during that time.
That's wonderful.
And just, you know, haven't really looked back since.
Hmm. Now, you're, as we've talked about, leading this company, Blue Ridge PR, and on the board with the Christian Chamber. This event that's coming up is pretty colossal for the first ever expo. Tell us about it.
It is, yes, it's the first ever U.S. Christian Chamber Expo, and it is October 26th through the 28th, and it is at Canterbury Retreat Center in Oviedo, and it is going to be, people are going to want to be a part of this on the first annual one. They're really going to want to be a part of that because it's going to be special. We're going to have a ton of speakers talking about various different things as it relates to business, as it relates to building the kingdom in business and in the marketplace. We've got Crystal Parker, our president. She's going to be speaking. A guy by the name of Joe Peachy.
He's been on my program a couple of times.
He has, yes. Global sales guru. Joe Peachy, he's going to be speaking.
He's the number one global sales guru.
He is. He's I'm a client of his as well. So he's taught me a lot, but anytime you're in the room with somebody like that, it's going to be worth the price of admission. And there's just our chairman of the chamber, Martijn. He is the CEO of Four Rivers Media, a big publishing company, just a wealth of knowledge. He's going to be speaking. And so there's going to be a lot of good content, but then there's also going to be the relationship side of that. There's going to be the expo floor where we can interact with people and build those relationships and, you know, maybe to do business with each other or maybe just to get to know one another. And that's a great thing about the Christian Chamber is just those relationships. It's meant so much to me.
So true. David Prosper is coming to be part of the expo. He's been on my program too.
Oh, wow.
And he has a real unique vision for using education in a virtual way that's impacting not just his area, but the world.
David Prosper has spoken TEDx talks before, and he's high caliber. He's one of those guys after you hear him speak, you know, you're amped up, man. Yeah. You're ready to go.
No question.
He's exciting.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my time. And he does, like you said, he not only speaks at things like the TEDx, but while he was at the TEDx, he did some spoken word presentations that were just breathtaking.
Absolutely.
I loved it. And so he did one on my program when he was there, and my goodness, it was just one of my favorites. It was there. So people that are interested in this, I know that seating is somewhat limited. And you, like you said, you want to make sure you jump on this and get to be a part of this event. How do they do that?
Go to the U.S. Christian Chamber website, uschristianchambercommerce.com, I believe is what it is. But like I said, you can Google it. It'll show up. And you can purchase your tickets there. You can purchase the full ticket, or if you want to just go to the expo, you can purchase that as well. There's also some sponsorship opportunities that are available with that as well. Some various things if you're a business owner and you want to get the word out, and if that is your target market, if people, Christ followers in the marketplace, if you really want to get in front of them, there's some sponsorship opportunities there as well.
Now, the Christian Chamber, again, for those that are listening and they're considering, maybe this is something that I should be looking at. Tell us why you think in just a minute here, which is what we have left, why you think that would be a good thing for them to do.
Well, it there's a few different reasons, but the main thing, obviously, business is great. You know, doing business in the chamber and getting business is fine. But the more important than that is the relationships. It's meeting people that are understanding what you're going through in the business world, and somebody that gets it, somebody that can pray for you. There's the support there that just, it's meant so much to me over, you know, starting my business and having that foundation of people that are there to go back to. It's just, it's, you can't put a price on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's something that I would encourage everyone to look into joining.
And your own company, Blue Bridge. Give us the details about how to contact about
sure.
your services.
Yeah, Blue Bridge with a B, bluebridgepr.com. We are a public relations company, and we help executives and CEOs and businesses get into the media for whatever reason. So whether that's editorial articles or interviews, sometimes it's radio shows, that kind of thing. We do that, all of that, and really help our clients become the experts that God has made them to be.
Robbie Harper, thanks for being with us today on the program.
Thank you, Mike.
It's going to be fun to see what happens at this first event in the Expo in October.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. I wish you the best and the chamber the best. And to say hello to Crystal, if you will, for me.
I'll do it.
All right. And that's about all of our time for today. Thanks for being with us. We'll catch you next time right here on The Shepherd.